Agenda setting conversations of the day.
11 after 8, you know the number, 011-714-2006. Well, several developments in Mpumalanga, one around the Steve Tshwete municipality, the other around the murder of Hilary Gardie. Let's just start with the situation regarding the mayor's house. And in fact, the Mpumalanga police spokesperson, Brigadier Selvi Mokgalala, with us on the line now. Brigadier, good morning. I really appreciate the time.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, journalists.
The situation where, as I understand it, security guards outside the council building in the Steve Tshwete municipality actually killed a protester yesterday. What do you know about what happened there?
That's correct, Stephen. Yes, it happened yesterday in the evening. We were called that four people were shot, and on arrival, indeed, we found that it is four people that were shot, and they were taken to hospital. Unfortunately, one of them in the process or on the way to hospital passed on. And we were informed that all of them, the employees of the municipality. And then again, the very same protesters, they stepped four of our the tires of our vehicle. Fortunately, we had to bring other tires and then to take out the vehicle from that particular situation. Then they went towards the town and they tried to touch a truck, and but with our members being present, they managed to rescue the situation and salvage that particular situation. That is the current situation. We have deployed our members of the public weather policing. They are there in numbers, and the visibility of the police. But in the situation right now, it's very calm, President.
These protests have been running for quite a while. From what I can see, is it mostly council workers against the council? I mean, I realise that can be difficult to say. You point to the fact that the people who were shot yesterday were all council workers.
Well, our information that we have in the city, the people that were shot are employees of the municipality, and shot by the security guards, the private security guards that have been employed by the municipality.
The other story that we asked you to talk about is Hilary Gardie and her murder, and four people were arrested, and then a fifth person was arrested, and that person's now been released. Why is that?
Yes, Stephen. He has been released because when we brought him to court yesterday, unfortunately, they did not want to enroll the case because they advised us that we must go and get an expert statement, which is going to support what the police were saying in terms of linking that particular suspect to the death of Ms. Gardie.
There's so many issues that come out of the death of Hilary Gardie, the way she was murdered, the investigation, you're linking people, as I understand it, through sort of electronic communications and things. Could there still be more arrests to come?
Well, we are not going to limit the scope of our investigation, Stephen. We will continue to investigate, and where we found that indeed we are satisfied as the police that this particular person can be linked to the killing of Ms. Hilary Gardie, we'll arrest that particular person, because it can be possible that this matter was planned by a group of people, and various people were given various tasks, like what we're having right now with number of people that have already arrested. So it is possible for that situation to be in that particular place. So we're not going to narrow our investigation or close our net and say that we have arrested enough people, and then we don't continue with our investigation. We'll continue until we are definitely sure that the suspects that we have arrested are all the suspects that are involved. And Stephen, perhaps if I may take this particular time to say that the suspect who was released is a provisional kind of withdrawal. We've got these details. As soon as we get that particular statement from an expert who is going to corroborate our statement, we will definitely go back and bring him to court so that he can face the charge that we as the police believe that he must face.
Brigadier, thank you. I really appreciate the time. Brigadier Selvi Mokgalala is the Mpumalanga police spokesperson. You're with SFM, 8:15.